making you seem like you know what's happening in pop culture while you're standing around the water cooler at work. You don't want to be left out, right? Here's today's top trending stories on Indy's number one for new country, 97.1 Hank FM.
Do you have Google Play Music on that Android of yours over there?
I'm sure I do.
You're just not a subscriber to it?
I don't know.
Oh. How do you don't know what you're subscribed to and what you're not subscribed to?
If it's a subscription, then no, I am not.
Okay. Well, for folks who have Google Play Music, it's going to be shutting down at the end of December. The streaming platform will be replaced with YouTube Music, and if you have a subscription to Google Play, it will switch over to YouTube's platform. So YouTube is also rolling out new features such as an easier way to find curated playlists, a new Explorer tab, an easier way, check this out, Mindy, an easier way to make friends via collaborative playlists, as well as better Android TV. So look, you can get a subscription, you can make friends, Mindy. So Clorox CEO, is it Ben Odoro? Is that his name?
I don't know.
I think I'm messing that one up. He was talking about how Clorox disinfectant wipes would be restocked and fully shelved by this summer. Wrong.
Oh, really?
Now they're looking at not until 2021. They can't keep up with the demand. And,
wow.
Yeah. So, you know, you go to the grocery store and you see the shelves wiped out.
I've found them.
Have you?
Yeah.
I have found hand sanitizer. I haven't really found Clorox.
I found wipes at CVS, Kroger. Yeah, I didn't know we were still having a shortage.
Yeah, still having a problem, and they're saying that they won't keep up until 2021.
Hmm.
Disney passes 60 million subscribers.
Jeez.
So who's winning the great 2020 streaming war? Netflix, obviously, still
right.
is. But Disney in the last 8 months has surpassed the 60 million mark. Surpassing Hulu, HBO, HBO Max, and Apple TV. Netflix is 183 million subscribers, so
wow,
they are still king. And you know what? Like, competition is good because, man, I thought Netflix was getting a little stale before.
Yep, I agree.
Disney
and now
Plus.
They're coming out with good stuff
again.
Yeah,
now they're like, we got competition. We got to do better. I like it. What do you got, Mindy?
So, although health officials are saying wearing face coverings could save lives, a new robotics company in Japan has invented a mask that does a bunch more. It actually will translate speech into eight different languages.
I was going to bring this up yesterday.
Yeah,
I forgot.
And I was like, I saved it. So, one thing it doesn't do is prevent the spread of coronavirus, but they're saying this new smart mask, it actually will connect to your smartphone,
yep,
amplifies your voice, and again, will translate your speech into eight different languages. It was priced somewhere between $40 and $50, expected to arrive in stores this December.
So it Bluetooths to your phone, which will have an app on it, and then the mask will translate whatever language that you're
That's
saying.
So cool.
I don't know if I'm like, should be like super excited about new technology like this or like super scared.
My thing is, I'm like, okay, so I hear, like, am I going to start learning the language? So fitness facilities are going to have to start tripling the distance between people who are exercising indoors. Apparently, some new COVID-19 regulations are getting announced. Instead of 6 feet apart, the new rules will require 17 feet apart. And everyone working out must also wear masks immediately before and after exercising. So all gym showers, hot tubs, saunas, tanning beds, squash courts, and racquetball courts currently closed.
Just work out outside.
Correct.
Or, you know what, new business plan, starting an outdoor gym.
Oh, I would love to have an outdoor gym. You see those people working out on a beach. I'm like, I would love to do that.
I guess some folks would be like, hey, Caleb, that's called CrossFit. It already exists.
And finally, I'm so excited. Chip and Joanna Gaines are bringing Fixer Upper back. So to HGTV, the home improvements debuted in 2013 and it's going to be returning in 2021. They just said they've really missed doing the show, so they'll have 6 to 10 episodes next year.
Wasn't there a rumor that they were going to just like get their own network?
Well, there was. I thought they were breaking up. I thought they were getting a divorce. That was another thing that was going around.
No,
so,
that can't happen.
I was thinking she's pregnant again.
Oh, good.
That's what I thought.
I love those two. Yeah. He cracks me up.
Maybe those two things will happen. Maybe she's pregnant again. Maybe they'll get their own network. Yeah. No divorce.
Caleb and Mindy in the morning on 97.1 Hank FM.